Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brad Paisley Lee with Alabama. Some of that old Alabama. 95.9 Texas Country, and that leads us up to the fact that Alabama's in town this Thursday. The band playing Moody Center with the Bellamy Brothers. Should be a good one. It is 7:37. America's Bob. It's that time, Barbecue.
Yeah, it's that time. By the way, later this week, Jimmy Carter scheduled to be in town here. More on that. Jimmy Carter Report Now, brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Precision Camera and Video, and Swartner Farm and Ranch in Swartner, Texas. What a weekend, Jimmy Carter.
Boy, what a weekend. What a football weekend. Some games were better than others, but I don't know if you endured that Georgia game, but holy cow, 8 overtimes. If you weren't wide, that was some drama if you love college football.
I'm excited about that because, A, they're going to be a little tired. B, if you want to win in overtime, you start showing everything you may have never shown.
That's true, because they said they only have so many two-minute plays.
Oh, yeah.
And they're two-yard line plays. And
it's dang near the best thing could happen for Texas playing this weekend.
And you guys had a good game, but it wasn't, you know, I don't think it was ever really in danger. Alabama was never really in danger. Somehow in all this, Alabama might still be able to make the playoffs. I don't know how that's going to work exactly. We may come in as the number 11 or 12th team, but that's all you want to do is just get into the game and win if that's what you're going to do. But our quarterback will throw a pass as often as they'll throw an interception as often as he'll run a touchdown. So it's going to be an interesting week. You get to go to Atlanta if I don't know how many people listening to us will go to Atlanta, but just remember, Atlanta's not Disney World. You got to be be careful in that downtown area. Don't be running around extraordinarily and just watch your six, because they got some downtown crime there. They have a lot of police and stuff, and just stay with the crowds and you'll be all right. Let's see. Well, you got to start with President Biden pardoning his son. That was a big one. I mean, we kind of thought it would happen. I don't think anybody was expecting to see it this weekend, but Hunter was convicted on federal gun charges and a number of things with taxes and everything else. The big stink, and apparently some supporters are furious at Biden for doing this, because he had said there's just no way, and he had repeatedly said there was no way he was going to do it. And I took him at his word on that, but maybe we just shouldn't take much of anything we heard during that election and the word. But I kind of figured that Trump was going to have to do it. I didn't think Hunter was ever going to prison. Did you?
No. And, you know, we talked about this just prior to you joining us. And, I mean, my take is, in a nutshell, we knew it was going to happen, whether Donald Trump did it or he did it. And there's certainly even more damage to, can you believe, a politician, even a United States, or especially a United States president, than ever before. But in the long run, it's probably best deal.
Well, yeah. I mean, if Biden had been a little cagey about it and not given such a affirmative answer again and again and again, and then does this, you know. So that's what I think that's what's got people more upset than anything else. Another one on the other side of the page, President-elect Trump has nominated a loyalist, Kash Patel, to run the FBI. Now, the current FBI director has a 10-year deal, and Trump can fire him, but it's not easy, and this is not going over real good. So he's got a couple of things that he's got to both sides, maybe a little bit of the Republicans and all the Democrats in a tizzy over, and that's the Secretary of Defense, and they're over the Attorney General at this point, but the Secretary of Defense, and then in a tizzy about the FBI director. He appointed a guy that I know a little bit to head the DEA. He's the sheriff in Hillsborough County, Florida, Tampa. And so Trump knows what he needs to do this time around. He is getting all these appointments that he has got to do, and they're going to be ready on day one. So
he's got a couple of picks, and one that's already taken care of itself, that is everybody going, what the? But it's amazing how many of his picks are, if he's really serious about, quote, healing the country as much as possible. I mean, Bernie Sanders came out this weekend for, you know, what he's got Elon Musk doing is the greatest thing ever. I mean, just laudatory as can be. This is long overdue and what our country needs. You'd think Bernie Sanders would be praising a pick.
Well, that's Trump, though. I mean, he does so many things that are just fantastic.
And then
he can't help himself and does one that's a boner. You know, that's just such a, I mean, great DEA pick, great Homeland Security pick. I mean, he's done all that stuff really where people I can't really complain because those are really good people. But this Kash Patel guy for running the FBI, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's going to fly through there or not. We'll see. Oh, boy, the weather. People were cold this weekend, but they were cold up in Buffalo for sure as they did that game last night.
It was beautiful to watch, wasn't it?
It was fun. It was kind of fun to watch. New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, 3 feet of powder over the weekend. Buffalo Bills had to get volunteers to clear the stadium before last night's game, and the coach and the quarterback were so excited after the game, they did snow angels on television. They laid on the field and did snow angels. Can't say I've seen a coach and a quarterback do that before. 70% of the country below 32 degrees in the upcoming days. So we're getting a little Arctic blast out there for it. People were going to the movies this past weekend. I did. I went really the first of the weekend to see Gladiator.
How was it?
Well, the cinema score is a B, and that's about what I'd give it. I wouldn't give it any lower than that, but I wouldn't give it any higher than that either. I felt like I'd seen this movie before, kind of, because it is a sequel. But it was different. I don't know. I thought B is good. When I was in school and someone gave me a B, I was pretty happy with that. And the Gladiator's making a lot of money overseas and not as much in the United States. I'm not sure what that's about, but it's cleaning up overseas. Wicked, of course, did big over the weekend, and it's going to keep going on. It's now the biggest film ever of a Broadway adaptation. So it's beaten Grease if you don't do the inflation thing, because Grease really made $991 million if you adjust the gross for inflation. So Wicked's got a little ways to go before it gets that kind of money. But it's a good movie. I saw it once. And I'm deferring. I would not give the ruling to my daughters of whether their kids could go see it. I don't know. I don't remember anything, but I don't know. I think the individual parents need to see that. It's not so much they're not cussing or doing things like that or having any sex scenes. It's just the whole concept of witchery and spells and some of that stuff doesn't go over well with some people. So I'm not giving that a good children's rating or not. Let mom and daddy see it first. Moana did big business over the weekend. That's just got people in peril. It's probably okay for all the kids to go see that. And that's going to play all through the holidays. So the only turkey that's been out there is Red One. And that's like running fourth. And there are a couple other movies that are coming this way in the next couple of weeks. The streaming services, what did I watch? Well, number one, Yellowstone last night. God, you know, they've got about 15 minutes worth of drama in those shows, and then the rest they found a way to pad, you know, by taking, letting a person walk from a stall out into the say the corral, takes them, in most movies or TV shows, it would take about 2 seconds. In that show, it takes about 15. They stretch everything out, you know, because they don't have enough script and don't want to buy enough action. So they make everything last a long, all-day sucker on some of that stuff. But it was good last night anyway. It's got two more episodes, and Yellowstone is gone forever. But all the story things are kind of coming to an end. I still don't know how they're going to end it. I don't know what the fate of maybe the fate of Jamie is the one that's going to be the, well, maybe even the fate of Beth. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to end it, but they said we'll be happy with it, so we shall see. Australia is banning children under the age of 16 from using social media. Strictest legislation in the world about that. I don't know how you enforce that, but opponents say the strict guardrails, unintended consequences enforcement will be virtually impossible thanks to tools. Yeah, I would think, yeah, I think it would be very difficult, but I don't know. Social media in 16 years. My daughter will not let, I was going to buy the first grade granddaughter a Nintendo Switch?
Yep.
And that has been poo-pooed.
Uh-oh.
Saying that, nope, not going to have that screen. I've got an extra iPad and an iMac under my desk that's a little older, but games or something could go on there. Nope. Not going to do it. Going to try to keep her away.
Smart mama.
Daycare. Going to hold her off on daycare. I think daycare they do it. But at home, she said she'll do nothing but screens if I let those in the house. And she's probably right.
She is.
Lainey Wilson. She was great at the Dallas Cowboy Thanksgiving Day game. This young lady she was 10 years in purgatory before she got out. And she played Hannah Montana as a kid. But there's a big difference in jumping on that stage at AT&T Stadium in the dark with the audience a long way away from you, surrounded by Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders up there and singing. And she is just a natural, and that's all you can say about
you
that.
You know what I like? She did her hit songs, you know, like
Hard Like a Truck, Hang Tight Honey, yeah. Four Before By You, and Wildflowers.
Yeah, she did the hits, and usually they'll like sprinkle one hit in three or four songs, and they want you to hear their new stuff. And I just thought, you know, way to make it memorable and quick and leave them wanting more.
But she sounded good. I mean, mm-hmm. That's a place where you can really look bad, sound bad. There's a lot of bad things that could happen to you. And she did them all. I mean, they did great. And then Jelly Roll shows up. I've decided there may be more than one Jelly Roll.
He's everywhere. 'Cause
he can't be everywhere. He mm-hmm. is. He's like Santa Claus in the mall. He is everywhere. Jelly Roll. And Jelly Roll played Nashville on one of those nights, the holiday. And when he got through, he walked down to the Cumberland River and threw his phone in the river and said he wanted to have some time where he could have good, you know, with his family and not be on that phone all the time texting. And
I'm sure immediately told one of his many assistants, go get me a new phone.
Yeah, I need a new iPhone 16 Pro Max.
And give it to me tomorrow.
I did do that yesterday.
Yeah, me too. I did it the other day.
I went ahead and broke down and got the 16 Pro Max yesterday.
Did you get the terabyte?
As far as a hard drive, no, they convinced me not to do that much.
They told me I had to have it because I was just about filled up the three quarters I got. And
yeah, I was looking at
it. They don't even carry it. You have to order it. It's here, though.
Well, I got it, whatever they had yesterday. I don't remember, but the whole thing, this thing is a boat anchor. It's heavy. That's the one thing. It's really heavy. It's the heaviest phone I've ever had.
Oh, okay.
It is heavy. And I like it. I love Siri is a lot smarter than she used to be. A lot smarter, because the AI thing, like in the past, you could get directions to somewhere from Siri, but you couldn't really ask it too many questions.
Well, the new phone has all the new AI capabilities, but it turns out you got to pay more for that. You got to subscribe monthly to this AI service.
Well, hey Siri, who is the governor of Texas?
Greg Abbott is the governor of Texas.
Pretty good.
It shows a picture and said head of government since 2015. The old Siri didn't do that.
Really? Actually, no. I don't use it. Yeah.
I mean, you can ask it. It's like Alexa. If you ever use Alexa, Alexa's really smart. And now Siri's maybe is smarter than Alexa.
But that level of AI, it just comes with a service. You don't pay extra for that, right?
No, that's extra. It's free. Free.
It's free.
And then it's got part of the AI is that you can erase things out of a picture. And I was using that on the 15, but that's part of the AI service. And then I haven't figured, I'm going to have to read directions, how it can, you can write, you know, and it can fill in stuff for you or check your grammar and do all that stuff.
Did you buy, because you got a new cord now, charger cord, power cord, doesn't come with a plug. So did you buy plugs and an extra charger cord?
I had extra plugs, but my 15, that's all the same.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you for the benefit
of
those listening.
The plug and the wires are the same.
Though you got the top one, you didn't get the top
like
storage
the
capability.
The one Bob got.
Yeah, like
one,
yeah. But I'm sitting here running on an 11 with a green line through it and barely is.
I got a Motorola Razor over here.
No,
Bob.
You don't.
are you putting on it, though? I got 85,000 pictures on mine, although now I'm keeping them up on the cloud, most of them, but the thumbnails.
I got more than that, probably. So,
point, is that what's taking it up?
And videos. Yeah.
Video.
Yeah. But having asked that, for the benefit of our listeners, how much was that all in?
All right, they gave me $550 for my phone.
They gave me $350 for mine.
They gave me $550 for mine.
Check one.
And then...
and I made a big deal out of it.
I bought it through Apple Pay. I bought the $11 a month theft and whatever, Apple Care. So if I break it, no questions asked, they replace it.
No, I didn't ask you how much they give it to you for a month. What did that phone cost you with the accessories?
The chain.
$29 a month.
No. All in, what it cost.
You mean like the total, $1,000?
Yeah.
$1,000.
Well, that's not what I paid. I mean, I'm doing...
Well, it's what you're going to pay a lot more, actually, than if you'd pay cash. I didn't pay cash either.
Jimmy's like me. He looks at it differently.
Mine's trade-in, so that's $500. So now I'm with all the the case and all that stuff, it's $600. So it's $600 over 24 months, and so it's like $29 a month.
Okay.
0% interest.
Well, you're smarter than me. I went in and worked that guy, and I'm at $52 a month, or dang near $2,000 for that phone, and some charging.
Yeah, when you start getting up there in the hard drive bigger,
right,
they do charge you more.
That's where they get you.
All right, let me get to going here. It's Cyber Monday at Precision.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Camera.
On December the 2nd, can you believe it? Monday morning, page 2, Jimmy Carter.
All right. If you're a coffee drinker, I'm sure you know that coffee prices are up. Coffee futures hit the highest level since 1977. Last week, it's jumped 70% this year, $3.18 per pound.
Really?
On Wednesday, while prices of the cheaper Robusta beans rose 7% to nearly double the price they were doing. The morning brew will likely cost more. Nestle the world's largest coffee company, said it will raise prices and shrink its packs. Why is this happening? Poor growing weather in Brazil and Vietnam, leading producers of the different kinds of coffee beans that you most likely are going to go. This is Cyber Monday, biggest shopping day of the year online, e-commerce extravaganza. I've done real well with this on shopping this year, having things delivered. In fact, over the weekend, I was getting something for myself, and I didn't want to go to the mall because I knew it was too crowded and stupid. But I found something I wanted, and I wanted it now. And they offered a service where I could buy it from a Belk. It's a department store in the South, and it would be delivered in 3 hours.
Really?
That was really cool. And Uberman came out with my thing. I went, whoa, that is really... that's really decadent. But anyway, that's available in some of these stores. They want to do the business, and so they'll Uber it out to you. Rockefeller Center's Christmas tree is going to be lit on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central Time. 3 million sparkling crystals and 50,000 LED lights on 5 miles of wires. First time since 1959. And so it's great. The comeback of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris will reopen this Saturday, 5 years after that fire devastated that church. That's going to be a big deal over in Europe when that opens. Been in that church. That's cool.
I would love to.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful on the outside with its flying buttresses that you learn in architecture classes. And everything about that place is just gargoyles. Everything about it is really, really cool. Some of the people in Canada not happy with their Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, because he flew down to Mar-a-Lago and had a surprise dinner. You know, the people on the left side, they just don't want anybody to meet with him, talk with him, or do anything. So that's just... you're going to see that. Now, this coming Saturday is December the 7th, National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. I guess I'm proud that we're still doing that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
You know, it's great that that's still being... there was one of these remembrances that happened over... I don't know which one it was, but it didn't get a lot of attention. Spotify Wrapped is likely coming this week. Gird yourself for judgment from your friends. So I don't know what that is, but we'll see. Job data for November will come out this Friday. A strong report could affect the future rates of the Fed. Michigan and Ohio State universities have been fined $100,000 each for their roles in the big fight after the Michigan-Ohio State game. That was on Fox. I stayed with it. And I'm proud of them for staying with it. I thought they'd go to a commercial or hide it or whatever. No, they covered it. And they fought. And I don't know if you missed, if you saw this, but, man, they just...
no, I watched it all.
They kept on fighting. And then the part they didn't show is when some of the players got maced.
Yeah.
Really?
They got some pepper spray or maced. And then some of the cops got hurt. And I don't know if anybody ever got arrested. I don't think they did. But the school... whacked for $100,000. So said it's unsportsmanlike conduct. And there were fights at, let's see, if they weren't serious, though, there was a couple of way out of line Alabama players that went over on the Auburn side and did some pushing and a little bit more than it was ridiculous. And so they were getting ready to get into it. And I don't know if there was any consequences for them.
Yeah, as Eric pointed out, there were at least, what, four?
North Carolina, NC.
Mac Brown's last game.
Yeah.
That didn't go well. Yeah.
Florida State. All the rivalry games seemed like, oh. And that's why Coach...
I mean, I was waiting for somebody to get shanked or something at some of these things. It was
Coach Sark brought it up in the press conference. He had already watched Michigan and Ohio State, and that's why when the players went out to the Aggie logo, he's like, absolutely not. We're not playing this game. Brought them back. Which I thought was...
yeah, that, in fact, I think that's... you don't go into the neighbor's place and stake your flag or something. That's wrong.
I agree with that. So apparently we do it a lot.
Well, we did it at the Cotton Bowl, but that's
you said we did it at Michigan, too.
Well, we tried to, but they didn't quite pull it off.
No, that gets you an ass whipping on something.
Correct.
It should.
Yeah, you're right. But
I'm expecting that it should.
Even Baker Mayfield said yesterday...
one second there at... at Kyle Field.
Yeah, even Baker Mayfield yesterday said, take the L at Texas OU, and we're used to it. And then, you know, whoever wins that game, it's a neutral site. You put your flag down, you move on.
That's right. All right, you guys have a good Cyber Monday.
See you, Jimmy.
Cyber Monday indeed. Supposed to set like a $13 billion record today.
Have you bought anything yet, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like today.
Today.
Since
no.
we've been
oh,
on the air.
Cyber? No. Yeah. No. I am loaded with emails about this is the biggest opportunity you'll ever have.
Oh, yeah. Life. Emails and on your phone, too. Just getting texts like, how did you get my number?
Yeah.
Did I like opt in on something?
Well, the day's not over, I'm sure.
I was checking like this morning since we've been on. Have you purchased anything?
But, you know, in relation to what Jimmy said real quick about how quickly you can get something. Friday, we left, my son and I left for College Station, thank you, Casey, a late Friday evening. And I don't know, about 11 o'clock in the morning, I said, you know what? I can't find that Celsius drink I'm drinking now in the powder packets anymore. You know, you can buy it in cans, like $4.49 a little can. That's Celsius. That will wake you up, my friends. I'm not endorsing it, but I'm just saying, it zips my line.
You and Jake, you and Jake Paul now.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's what he was holding up the fight.
So anyway, I ordered on Amazon, and I ordered like 5 boxes. So I won't have to, you know, since I can't find it anywhere else. And because I spent that much in free delivery, they said, you want to deliver today between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m.? So I'll be gone, but, you know, Linda can get it. It was there in 2 hours. What is going on, man? They are ready. They are ready. A guy, you know, a guy delivered it in a car, didn't even have a metal or a metallic thing on his door or whatever.
He just opened the door and threw it out the window.
Yeah, so like, it might have, in fact, been what Jimmy said, that they're using Uber and DoorDash drivers.
Yeah. You know, and you just click something in my head. It's a perfect time, perfect opportunity. And I thought about this because, you know, everybody's leaving the garage doors open. I thought about it during the holiday. Porch pirates, people just breaking in when you're leaving your garage door open. This is usually the time of the year that I've been hit like 4 or 5 times, and we talk about it on the radio, or leaving your door open in your truck, car, SUV from Nile Maxwell, and people just come up there and just check it. Next thing you know, they've cleaned you out.
All right, last story. I'll tell you something about College Station. At least I think this is representative of how life is actually, you know, people that live there actually like it. I got to park in a fairly close garage, thanks to a hookup from a friend over at Kyle Field. The car next to me, nice, I don't know, some kind of SUV, they had their windows down on the passenger side, because I was on the right side of that, my truck, had the windows down. And they had the back seat down, and there was this in-a-box, 60-something inch, brand-new color TV. Hisense, the cheaper brand, but whatever. FedEx mailing envelopes, all kinds of stuff in that car.
Boy, you were very introspective here when looking in the...
Well, you can't help it.
On the vehicle.
Man, this guy's windows down. He's probably...
Are you sure it wasn't like a student?
No. I get there after... No, students don't park in that garage. No, not the... Not the Gene Stallings garage. So,
wow.
Yeah. In fact, the guy found out I was in that garage in Aggie, and he was really hacked. They let a T-sip in there? You have to donate $500,000 to park there. Well, just know some good Aggie friends. And, not like you, sir, apparently. But
must have been a safe garage.
Get back to the truck. And I'm waiting on, you know, my son to get there. Those people never showed up. All that stuff is still sitting there. And I started to, like, leave a note or something. All I can figure, like, if that had been Austin, that was a bait car. It had cameras trained on it so the police could bust people that were going in the garage and stealing. And maybe it was, but nobody touched it.
Yeah, you're going to get a call later today. We saw you hovering over the car.
I was aware of that as I'm looking in it, like, I'm probably on camera because somebody going to steal this stuff. Now, I ain't saying that over at the San Jacinto garage, that wouldn't be there after a Texas game, but I dang sure
apparently
know.
Bob might take it.
Don't go to a game, even if you lock it up and put your windows up, with a brand new colored TV in the box sitting there. You can't do that here because the cops ain't ever going to come. Am I right, Amarillo? Just an introspective, nice thing to say about the Aggies who got their areolas beat off the other night. I didn't mean to say that. 8 minutes after eight. Coming up next on the program, a little information update. And we're going to take time to visit with J.J. Gotch, good friend of the show. He has brought a world championship, he and his team, to Austin. Did you know about it? Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.